Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for this day, Father God. Thank you for this opportunity to come to commune with you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for another day, Father God, to see the sunset, Father God, to see the sun rise, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for another day to be able to see our family and our friends. Thank you for another day to be able to go after our dreams and our aspirations and our goals. Thank you for another day that we get to repent, Father God. Another day we get to draw closer to you. Another day that we get to have a closer walk with thee, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Another day that we get to be perfected by your spirit and by your love, oh God. In the name of Jesus, another day that we get to become conformed more into your likeness, Father God, and less into our likeness, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Father God, just for another day that we can get it right with thee, Father God. That we have another day that nothing, Father God, can come in between our soul and our Savior, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we know in your word in Psalm 30:5, it says that your anger is only endures for a moment, and your favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Lord God, someone is in their season, Father God, of enduring. Someone is in their season of weeping, Father God. Someone needs to feel that your anger is not upon them. Someone needs to feel that your favor is upon their life, oh God. Someone needs to feel joy right now, Father God. Even if it's not morning, Father God, they need to be able to rejoice and knowing that morning is coming, Father God. They need to be able to rejoice knowing that a new day is on the horizon, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, regardless of what we are going through, I pray that you give us the strength to endure. Give us the perseveration that we need to continue to proceed, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be able to walk by faith, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you give us the encouragement that we need to go on, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us the encouragement, Father God, to look up to you, Father God. That give us the encouragement that we need to be able to come to you, Father God, regardless of what we are going through, regardless of what we are dealing with, regardless of what's on our shoulders, what's weighing us down, what's keeping our backs against the wall, whatever's keeping us between a rock and a hard place, Father God, allow us to be able to cast it at your feet. Allow us to be able to give it to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, someone needs help at this very moment, Father God. Someone needs you to step in at this very moment, Father God. Someone needs you to turn it around for them at this very moment, Father God. Someone needs you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. They can't wait any longer, Father God. In the name of Jesus, someone is at their last straw, Father God. Someone is truly holding on by a thread, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But I pray that you will turn that thread into the hem of Jesus' garment, Father God, and let them hold on to the hem of Jesus' garment, Father God, and allow them to know that Jesus got them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I come to you, Father God, and ask you to uplift and comfort, Father God, all of those and all of us that are experiencing various transitions in this crazy and unpredictable world, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're going through so many transitions, Father God. And some of the transitions we are not We didn't ask for, Father God. Some of the transitions we didn't pray for, Father God. Some of the transitions just came upon us, Father God. And we have to pivot, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we just have to do the best that we can, Father God, within each of those transitions, Father God. So I pray for strength. I pray for health, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for support. I pray for peace. I pray for comfort, Father God. I pray that you will look down upon every living soul right now, Father God. Every believer and every unbeliever, Father God. I pray for every baby, every fetus, every embryo, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, Father God, for every pregnant woman, Father God, and how they may be feeling, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the different emotions they may be experiencing, Father God. I pray for anyone, Father God, that's dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those that's dealing with any type of stress disorders, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Maybe it's someone that's been in the military, someone that's still in the military, maybe someone has been raped, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, Lord God, maybe someone has been molested, Father God, whatever the situation is, maybe someone is married and they have given their all to their marriage and their spouse has cheated on them, Father God, and it feels like it's yanking their heart out of their chest. It feels like they can't breathe, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, be their breath, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Be their hope, Father God. Be their peace. Be their strength, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone that's praying for their children and their grandchildren, Father God. Praying for them to come out the streets. Praying for them to come out of that alternative lifestyle, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Praying for them, Father God, to come from prison, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, praying for them to get out that relationship that's not good for them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone that's in a domestic violence situation, Father God. In the name of Jesus, it's not a joking matter, Father God. It's a serious matter, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray for every man and every woman, Father God, that's actually afraid for their lives, afraid for their children's lives, Father God. Fear is real, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We know that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but yet fear is still real, Father God. So I pray for everyone who's living with the spirit of fear, Father God, regardless of what type of fear it may be, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that you will give each person the strength, Father God, to be able to push past and push through their fear, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will turn all of our fears into faith, turn all of our fears into strength, and turn all of our fears into hope, into wisdom, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord, I just pray for each and every person, regardless of what we are going through, regardless of what we are dealing with. Sometimes we feel like we're the only ones. Sometimes we feel like no one else can understand. No one else knows what we are going through. We can't explain it to people, Father God. Sometimes we are embarrassed to tell people what we're dealing with and what we're fighting through, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So, Father God, I just pray for everyone that's holding stuff in, that's keeping everything bottled in, Father God. I pray for them, Father God. I pray that they are able to release it to you, Father God. Help them to release it to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I thank you for hearing this prayer. I thank you for moving on behalf of my family, my friends, my loved ones, my church family, my supporters, Father God. I pray for each and every last one of them. I pray for their families. I pray for their friends. I pray for their colleagues. I pray for everyone that's connected to us by faith. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, I pray. amen and amen. I pray that this prayer has been a blessing to you. You can find Shawnee's Prayer wherever you listen to your favorite podcast at. You can find it on YouTube under Inspirations by God Ministry. Please comment, subscribe, like, and share it with someone else. God bless you and God bless you.